So I don't know whether you want to sit over. It might be easier to pick up like your voice if you say anything if you were over here or something like that. Like, it's pretty good at picking things up and stuff, but if you've got like the fire in the way and stuff,
yeah,
you know
she's got
what I mean?
To be on the right to...
Yeah. So you were brought up at Inichtu?
My parents moved up to Inichtu post office in 1942.
Okay.
And my mother was the postmistress.
Right.
And it was a post office and general store.
Right.
So we sold simple clothing, sort of basic things that people needed. Shirts, vests, pants, socks,
okay,
that sort
yeah.
of thing. Dish towels, some kids' clothes, socks. We sold newspapers. They came up with the mail van in the morning. And that was a bit of an experience.
Yeah.
Because my mother and I would stand behind the counter and there were two or three ladies who came in to help. And one would have a list with the name and the papers they got on that day.
Yeah.
And then somebody else would write the name at the top of the paper and somebody else would stick the stamp on.
Right, okay.
And at the end of the session, there would sometimes be papers left over. And you think, oh, help. Did you put Mrs. So-and-so's magazine in? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not there. Well, it's not in the list. Yes, it is. No, it's not. So eventually it would get sorted out. And we sold sweets.
Yeah.
We had a couple of shelves, maybe three shelves, of bottled sweets, all the old-fashioned favourites.
Yeah.
And bars, lots of bars of all sorts of things. And kiddies' sweets. And at that time, when you didn't get boxes of chocolates unless you were really well off, and you got great big boxes, but what we got in the shop was a box of £7 of mixed chocolates, and each chocolate there would be a row across the top of the box,
okay.
And people would come in and ask for a quarter of sweets, and you took this one, and the next one, and if it was somebody you liked, and you knew what they liked, you gave them two of their favourites.
Yeah, oh, that's very nice of you.
And they sold a lot of tinned groceries
mm-hmm.
and dried goods, things like rice, sultanas, what have you. Lots of over-the-counter medicines.
Like thick black and boogie roll.
Oh, come on, Graham.
What's that?
You would go away. You would go away and leave me.
Tobacco.
Oh,
yes,
right.
Yes, they also sold tobacco. things like gold flake, woodbine, Capstan,
right.
And you used to get cheaper ones, Pasha. It was a Turkish one.
Okay.
And we also sold bogey roll.
Right.
Like that. And then, as I was saying, we sold a lot, or quite a range of simple medicines, non-prescriptive things.
Right.
And stationery,
mm-hmm.
anything that anybody really needed.
Was there...
It was more or less...
Sorry, what was the shop called
again? Inichtu Post Office.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that I hated, we sold paraffin.
The smell?
Yes.
Yeah.
And people had their paraffin cans, and they would come in through the day and maybe say to my mother or my stepfather, oh, I'll come down for my paraffin later, because if the shop was busy, obviously the people behind the counter didn't want smelly paraffin hands.
Mm.
So when I came home from school... That was my job. And if I was lucky, I'd managed to get my tea before they came to collect the paraffin. If I was unlucky, they came when I was in the middle of my tea. And of course, my mother and my stepfather didn't like filling up paraffin, so it was always my job. And I hated those paraffin.
Did that stay with you? Like, you were talking about, like, you didn't like doing it. I mean, was it just...
Well, it was a great big tank.
Right, okay.
And you turned the tap and filled a gallon can of paraffin.
Right.
And then you had to pour it into their paraffin can. And the filler, you know the filler shape?
Right, okay, yeah.
Wobbled about in the neck of the paraffin can, and the paraffin would spill around, and you'd get it on your hands, you'd get it on your shoes.
Yeah. I've never had to deal with paraffin, so I mean, I just didn't know whether... So did that, like... Was that a smell that hung around? Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
And if you got it on your hands, you really had to wash your hands carefully.
Yeah.
To get rid of the smell. And if it splashed on your clothes, it was...
Yeah.
Horrible.
Why?
Yes.